from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Dana does not have the coveted first grievance of the week.
Chiefs won by eighth of a toe. I can't.
From the text line, though, this one will take your place. My grievance is with the DVR. I couldn't text with my family about yesterday's game because they had recorded it and were waiting to watch it. And I was like, what's more important than the game? What, are you at a funeral? They were at a funeral.
Oh.
Awkward.
Swing and a miss.
We do have some open lines. If you have a grievance you want to get on the air, it's brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fixed today at Q39KC.com. 913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. If you have a grievance you would like to get on the air for everyone to hear, and let me be the very first to wish all of you a very happy Festivus Friday. All right, let's get started, ladies and gentlemen. Still got a couple lines open. Get them while you can. Otherwise, I'll just start reading the Bible to you for the next hour. 913-586-7798. Lucy in Lee Summit. Hello, Lucy. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hi.
Happy Friday.
Yes. Close that car door.
Lucy, if you don't close that car door, I'm gonna have a nervous breakdown.
Nope. It's not the door. It's my hearing aid.
Oh.
Okay, that's awkward for me, and I feel bad. Jeez Louise.
Okay, guys and gals. All right, here we go. Wait. So, happy Friday. Fundraising Friday. Let's fundraise for all the schools, right?
Yes.
Everyone's starting to get emails. Buy popcorn and trash bags and pine and mums and wrapping paper and just like all this stuff. Please, I wish the schools could just wrap it all into one.
Lizzie.
Have an opt-out.
Amen.
Take 3 things to be sent to your house throughout the year.
Amen.
And just for like $50, send me some chocolate trash bags.
Yep.
That's all
Lizzie, I want. Wait, before you go, Lizzie. This was a first for us. We've been sitting here a long time, and I have never heard a hearing aid ding like a car door. So we just have a couple questions. Do you hear that sound like all constantly? And if not, when do you hear that sound?
That's actually my car door, and I hear it when my key is not in ignition all the way.
Okay, so that wasn't your hearing aid.
Of course it's not my hearing aid.
Oh, thank God. Somebody was pulling our leg. Oh, my God.
We were dying.
What?
Does she hear that noise all the time?
Ding.
I'd walk into traffic.
She played us for fools, and we walked right into the game.
I do have a grievance. I do. I didn't think I did. I was in an Uber once where that ding-a-ling was ding-a-ding-a-ing because someone didn't have their seatbelt on or there was a backpack in the front seat. Do you know there are 2 kinds of people in this world? There's the normal kind of person that when you hear that sound, you want to kill someone. Mm-hmm. And then there's the other kind of person that can just ride for 20 minutes with that going on and pretend like it's not.
And that would be the Uber driver?
I have never been in a car and been able to take that noise for more than like one ding.
It's intended to annoy you.
It is. But we were in an Uber once, and this guy was somehow immune to the ding. And finally I go, I'm sorry. I cannot handle that noise.
He needs a brand new Subaru. So we were in a rental 2024 Subaru a couple of weeks ago. And before you put it in drive,
no.
If there's enough weight in the seat,
no.
This thing's going ding, 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 ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding The
great.
First win of the day goes to Lucy.
Great.
Who,
joke.
Yes. That was very well played. No, it's not my car, guys. It's my hearing aid. And I mean, I couldn't crawl inside of my skin faster. Jim in Sibley. Hello, Jim.
Hello, gang.
Hi.
My grievance starts about 2.5 years ago. I called the Jackson County Recorder's office with the wonderful idea saying they should implement the program where if you have a deed, things to change in your paperwork on the county recorder's site, that you get an email or text notification. I talked to the number two person up there, worked my way up the chain, and I had a back and forth with her for about 4 minutes, with her basically telling me what an awful idea it was. It just wasn't working. It was a terrible idea. Then last week, I hear our news media, KCTV5, had a story that the county, Congressman Cleaver, county executive team, they've implemented the program where you can get text or email notifications if you have a lien that shows up in your name, some title change. It turns out it was a great idea. So for the lady, if she's still there at the county recorder's office, by the way, they do have a new director, not her. Here's...
Okay, was that a fart?
What time did the party start?
What was that? Andrew in Merriam. Andrew, hello.
Hello.
Howdy.
So, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Oh, welcome on in.
My grievance is with the name of my high school that I graduated from back in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
So, I grew up in Topeka, and it was discovered in 2020 that my high school, Seaman High School, was named after Exalted Cyclops of the Ku Klux Klan.
That is correct. His name was Fred.
Yes, Fred A. Seaman. And so the school board held a vote in 2021 about whether or not to rename the school to something else or not. They decided to go with the third option, disavow Fred A. Seaman, and just a word. Yep. Now, of course, because of my last name, I've always received a lot of jokes online because my last name is Cummings.
Oh.
So.
Andrew, I know of the high school of which you speak, and I was mortified they did not change the name.
You are a graduate, are you not, of Seaman High School?
The Vikings.
If I went back and dug through my artifacts for the diploma, it would in fact say Seaman on it.
If you want, on Friday,
no,
October 3rd,
I'm good.
The Lansing Lions will travel to Seaman High School. Mm. My school against your school.
Oh, for the love. Are you kidding me?
Oh, I love this idea.
When is it?
It's on Friday, October 3rd at 7 p.m.
In Topeka?
If you care to make a wager.
Can't they play here?
Exalted Cyclops versus the Lions.
Okay. When?
How many times do I have to repeat it? Friday, October 3rd at 7 p.m., the Lansing Lions will roll into North Topeka to play the Seaman Vikings.
I'll think about it.
Kelly in Liberty. Hi.
Hey, guys. Oh, my God. This is super exciting right now. I cannot believe I'm on the call right now.
Am I talking to Oprah Winfrey?
We love you, Kelly.
You get to hear me now. Oh, my God. I have to walk way away from my house because my kids are about to be home, and they're going to ruin my theme. Okay? So here's the deal. My grievance started... What I did not know was May of 2023 until maybe like 3 days ago when I found some brown powder underneath of my coffee table on the carpet.
Ew.
Okay. And I thought it was like from my dog's like little biscuit that I gave her. And my husband had told me he had found some brown powder in the same spot and he vacuumed it up maybe 2 days before that. So then I found it again. Like yesterday, maybe. And I am putting everything together, and I get the flashlight out, and I look at my coffee table, and I find tiny little holes in my coffee table.
You got termites.
Okay?
Oh, no.
Tiny little round pinholes, like the size of a pencil. And I'm starting to freak out, right? Because this is my worst nightmare, okay? And I look up on the internet, and I find that there is something called a powder post beetle. And it can go dormant for 10 years and then just decide to wake up and start eating your furniture.
Yeah.
So I bought this table on Amazon, and over a year later, these little boogers have woken up and they want to start eating from the inside out. They're coming out of my coffee table into my house.
Oh, okay? I looked them up. They're gross looking.
Oh, my God. I literally am losing my mind. I want to burn my house down.
No,
right?
Let's
don't
not
do that.
Do that.
That's extreme.
But Kelly, do you know what you could do? I have a deal for you. I have a house is completely termite free, and it's been on the market a few days. Super hot property in a great part of town. Five bedrooms, four baths, no termites. Okay. I mean, that's a huge selling point. I checked that box in the seller's disclosure under termites. No, not one.
Not going to happen. It can. I have to have like a 30-by-60 outbuilding for my husband's Chevelle and all of his crap out there. So here's the thing. It's sitting outside now. I can't sell it. I'm not going to give it away. And I have to just burn it.
You're right. You can't sell it because that's one of those things like in the cartoons when the termites eat the legs from the table and the table just falls to the ground.
Kelly, you know why you're not going to give it away? Is because no one wants it.
No, and I'm a good person. And my friend's like, cut it open. What's inside? And I'm like, no, this is a nightmare.
Creepy crawly death is inside, Kelly. Do not open that table.
Kelly, we appreciate the call and the grievance, and thank you for calling.
Love you guys.
All right, love you too. Be good. 913-586-7798. We do have an open line if you want to grab it. 913-586-7798. It is Festivus Friday, brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com. Got a line open at 913-586-7798. It's Festivus Friday, brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com. Dom in Topeka. Dom, hello. Dom.
I've got the greatest grievance you have probably ever heard in your entire life.
Okay.
But I am tired, and I have a grievance with the person that invented the phrase the friend zone.
Dom, use it in a sentence. I've never heard that term.
Yes, you have.
I have?
Well, okay. So here's how it goes. You meet a girl. You're interested in her. She's not interested in you. And then she puts you in the friend zone.
Mm.
Which means then you don't have any chance with her because all she wants to do is be friends with you.
Mm. The friend zone.
The friend zone. Whoever invented that saying, I really don't like you. Because I'm not the greatest looking guy in the world, but I'm loyal. I'm romantic. I treat my women with the utmost respect. But it seems every girl I get interested in wants to put me in the friend zone.
Oh, Dom, that makes my heart hurt.
Well, it's whoever invented that saying is not a very good person, according to me.
Okay, Dom.
Because the friend zone should never have been invented.
Okay, buddy. All right.
He is passionate.
Man, he is.
Woo!
Very,
fiery.
Very much does not like the friend zone phrase. Danny in Clinton. Hello, Danny.
Hey. Yeah, so my grievance is with Dana from Tuesday.
Yeah.
When you were talking about forfeiting the season.
That was yesterday.
Yes, it was Scott that said Scott, forfeiting.
Yes, forfeiting.
Yes, that's what he said.
Yeah, so you've never had a Freudian slip or misquoted anything on the air?
Constantly. Before? Scott and I both mispronounce words, which is the entire point of that joke.
What was that?
Forfeited.
Oh,
you just said forfeited.
Oh
no, that was the British lady.
I know. I didn't know Sam was playing it, and I thought I heard the F word, and my heart stopped.
Well, you did. You heard forfeited.
If we had to rank the mispronunciations on this program, Sam, I'm sorry, you're number one.
Why?
I think that's true. Actually,
unveil. What's wrong with unveil? I had veal, and then I didn't have veal.
You were unveiled.
I was unveiled. The funniest thing is Sam will just keep going, and then there's this pause, and we're like, wait, did you just say unveiled? I wish we had those on a loop. I mean it. And then I think, Scott, I think you and I are tied for second.
I would agree with that. I think that's probably
But Sam,
fair.
You take the crown, man.
All right.
913-586.
Wait, have I been veiled with the crown?
Yes, you are.
7798 586-7798. Alyssa in Concordia. Hello.
Hello, guys. I think I need to unveil a couple of solutions for our previous two people. First of all, the lady with the table.
Yeah.
She should get some other friends who have some things that need to be burnt. She should do a Viking funeral pyre burial.
It's a great idea.
Mm.
And then send it out, you know, with a lot of other stuff. Maybe some ex's photographs or something.
That's a great idea.
And then the man who's anti-friend zone, he should just get, like, a logo that he has on his polo shirt or on a cap. And then with universal slash sign that says friend zone. And so he just always wears that. So he just knows, everybody knows that he doesn't want to be in the friend zone. And then my grievance is all of these machines for our debit credit cards,
mm-hmm.
and how they all have a different system and ask different questions. First, you okay, and some you okay your amount first. Others, you give your PIN first. Others, yep. they say, oh, do you want cash back? It'll cost you $1,
yeah.
and all of that. And I just think, why can't we just have it universally the same?
Hey, Alyssa, do you want to round up to support homeless pets?
No.
Only if I ask the questions. I was calling you before. I was the one who said that I thought this was about, you know, it first started with McDonald's, with Ronald McDonald Charities, but now everybody's doing it. And so it's like, okay, can you tell me what you're doing it for? And so, like, it happened with Taco Bell. And so I asked them. So I do. I ask them now. Sometimes I say yes. Sometimes I say no. But, you know.
All right. Alyssa.
That's another one of them that I don't like, too. But.
Okay. All right. We got you in. Just real quick.
I say no aggressively.
Dakota, hang tight. We're going to get to you after a quick break here at the bottom of the hour. But I want to go back to Dom for a second. I need clarification. What is wrong with a man or a woman putting someone of the opposite sex in the so-called friend zone?
No, there's nothing wrong with it. What he's saying is, like, he starts to get interested in a woman, and she's like, I'm going to friend zone you. Like, I just don't feel like this is, I'm not feeling it.
It did become trendy for a couple of years there.
But there are plenty of women that I still communicate with that years and years ago, I wanted more than just a friendship with them, and it never materialized. That doesn't mean I kick him to the curb.
No, but that's not what he's saying. It's more like he's saying it's happened to him so many times that, like, stop putting me in the friend zone. It's almost like time out. Like, I'm putting you over there.
I want to be in the mate zone,
yes.
not the friend zone.
I want to be in the get it on zone.
But you keep putting me over here, and I want to be over there.
Dom wants to be in the action zone.
Poor Dom. Makes my heart hurt. All right, Dakota, you hang tight. You're next up as soon as we get back. We do have some open lines if you want them. If you've got a grievance, you want to get it on the air, or gratitude. We'll do gratitudes as well. That's fine. It's Friday. 913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. Telephone number is 913-586-7798. That's also the text line, if that is your preferred way of getting your grievance or gratitude into the show. Dakota in Independence. Dakota, thanks for your patience.
Hey, love the show. I call in every Friday for Dana Isms. But I think we should also, sorry, I think we should also get Dom from Topeka a shirt that says no one puts Dom in the friend zone. Like, no one puts baby in the corner.
I agree.
Nice. How many Dana-isms do you need?
Can we just do three?
You said 33? No problem.
Three. Okay.
All right, here we go.
Which doesn't seem like it's that big until you see it. She claims she can fit an entire
Did you mark that one?
Apple
I'm marking it.
Inside of there. I did not know that shaking a banana could bring me so much joy.
Oh, my God.
And I remember standing in front of that and just letting it blast on my face. I know, but I like squeezing it. I like touching it.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I do. There's something very satisfying about it.
Outside
Scott,
of that.
Let me pull out. Look. 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 Let me pull out and look. Look at it.
You good, Dakota? You need one more.
I kind of want to touch that and put it on my face.
I'm good. I'm like crying in traffic. I'm good.
All right, buddy. Love you. Have a great weekend.
Love you too. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. 913-586-7798. Daniel in Independence. Hello, Daniel.
Oh, hello. Love the show.
Well, thank you.
First time caller here. I was just calling in. I've been seeing this a lot around Blue Springs, Independence, around Kansas City especially. There's a lot of people that are using these handicap spots that don't have a tag and are clearly not handicapped. I've just been seeing that a lot lately and just wanted to get that off my chest.
Oh. I saw that myself last night. I was pulling into, I believe it was a grocery store. Yeah, it was. And I saw somebody. Now, keep in mind, they didn't have, they did not put up the little mirror tag. But, and the argument's always been made, don't question it. You don't know what they're dealing with.
Right. Like, I thought that woman's door was dinging and it was her hearing aid. You just don't know.
Right. Right. Jamie in Blue Springs, 913-586-7798. Hello.
Hi. My grievance is with people who think they are owed romantic attention from anyone, whether that be male or female. In my opinion, Dom sounds like an incel, a little off. But just because someone is nice to you doesn't mean that they have to be into you in a romantic way. And no one has owed that from anyone.
Did you use the word incel?
That is fair.
I did.
Somebody else just used it on the text line. I do not know what that word means.
Involuntarily.
Involuntary celibate person. And they tend to hold a lot of anger towards women and just in general. It's a real weird crowd.
Involuntarily celibate
person.
Huh. Okay.
I don't know what that is.
You don't want to, but I think we got one.
Okay. All right, ladies. Everybody back in your corners. Come on.
Be nice to Dom.
All right. Our telephone number is 913-586-7798.
Can I ask a question?
Let me do this real quick.
Involuntarily celibate?
Because nobody wants to be with you.
Okay.
You want to.
I see.
But they don't want to.
Got it.
You want to play the outfield, but you don't have a glove.
Got it.
If you know what I mean.
Yep.
You're standing by the plate and there's no pitcher.
Yep.
Or you go to the plate to hit and you don't have a bat. We can keep going with this if we need
apply.
To.
Involuntary. When she first said that, I go, wait a minute. I think you meant voluntary celibate. No, you're involuntary. Involuntarily. Not by your choice.
Correct. You want to play the field, but there's no field.
I want to be clear. I don't think that is dumb. I just think that he's had a couple of bad experiences back to back. But I also agree with her that no one is owed, you know.
Well, no. And I'll tell you this. I am the king of accepting rejection.
Are you really?
Yes.
We have to unpeel that onion.
Are we going down this rabbit hole again?
King of accepting rejection. Okay.
I don't like it. But when I was younger, there was, hell, I could name names, but I'm not.
Oh.
Young ladies that I had a fancy for. That didn't have a fancy for Scott.
Was the love unrequited?
Isn't that a word I mispronounced one time?
You said unrequited.
Yes.
It was unrequited and so unrequited.
I let this young lady know that, well, I let several of them know that I was fancied for them, and they incelled me. They made me involuntarily celibate.
Okay. Well, no, that's okay. We do not have a good understanding of the term. Let's just quit throwing it around.
I was an incel.
No, it's not.
And wanted to be a pro-cel.
Okay.
Professionally, not all celibate. Right. 913-586-7798. From time to time, I'll tell you we have an open line. I'm not kidding today. I don't know if everybody's gone home early or what.
You know what it is?
But we have like
everyone
four open
lines.
Everyone
is exhausted. It was the Chiefs game.
That's probably
the toe.
True.
Was it over the line or not over the line? It was over the line.
It was
but
over
I
one.
Looked up. It's like midnight. Yeah. And then I had to get up at 6:30, which I never do. You know I don't get up that early. And I just looked at the clock and I said to Scott, I'm about to jump out a window. Get me out of here. I've got to be done.
So we have four open lines for your grievances. If you call in, you're guaranteed to get on. 913-586-7798. Judy in St. Joe. Hello, Judy.
Hi, Scott. Scott.
Hi.
You made me think. And hi, Gina. And hello. Sam is my favorite, by the way. I wanted to tell you before I told my grievance, when you were talking about your fancy, you made me think of the song Wishful Thinking. I remember?
By Go
I
West?
I will be over you. I will. I'm the king of wishful thinking.
Yes,
that's what you made me
think of.
That
was Go West, 1993. That's right.
Yeah, there you go. So, two grievances real quick. First of all, it's very annoying to live in the Kansas City area. For one reason only, because everybody's so cool, is I'm a Packer fan. And I really have a problem with this. But that's okay. The Packers are going to the Super Bowl this year. Okay. So it's going to be okay. And wow. Then second is that Walmart has gigantic aisles. You don't need the entire aisle to pick an item out. You're Judy? Not even that big of a person. And even if you were, the aisle is huge, and you don't have to block the whole one and then get mad when I ask you to move.
Judy, that is a great grievance, but I want to ask you, what is worse, the full aisle taker-upper person or the person that is wheeling that shopping cart too close behind you, almost hitting your ankles?
Mm. You know what? They're actually both, yeah. And then they don't apologize.
Judy, do you know how many Americans think Green Bay is going to the Super Bowl this year?
Everybody.
One, and I'm talking to her. I hope you have a wonderful weekend.
You guys too.
All right.
Thank
bye-bye.
You.
All right. Sean in Overland Park. Sean, hello.
Yes, sir. I called in yesterday. I was the one that couldn't watch the game. I did place a wager, and my grievance is I listened to Dana, and my bet did not hit.
What was Dana's wager?
I believe it was Noah Gray to score the first touchdown.
Sean, one of the things I should have clarified yesterday is that I tend to sprinkle my wagers around. I put five here, put five there, put five here. I don't have time. But generally, I do enjoy the who's going to score first bet.
Well, it wasn't Noah Gray.
That is correct.
Did Noah Gray score at all?
No. What's funny is my son told me who to say was going to score first, and it was on the opposing team, and he was correct. Whoever that was, and I don't remember.
I don't remember the name of the person who scored first.
He said, that's the guy you want to bet on. I go, okay.
Dan on line two. Dan, good afternoon. Hi.
How you doing?
We're doing well. Thank you.
Good. My grievance is with people that just don't understand the concept of the white line or the crosswalk when they stop at a stoplight. They're through it. They're halfway in the intersection. People can't cross the sidewalk or the crosswalk. It's just very annoying.
That's a good grievance. All right, Dan. Thank you. Thank you, man. Gary in Kansas City. Gary, hello.
Yeah, I have a complaint about all of you guys. It has to do with giving scores out before I get to watch it. I haven't taped, and I think a lot of people haven't taped. And so if you would like to say, I'm going to be talking about the Royals, I will not listen for a while, or the Chiefs or whatever, and then I can enjoy my tape program.
That's a fair point.
Gary, I just have one question. Yes. I'm not challenging, I'm clarifying. Do you have a cell phone that does not give you the alerts from every 6,000 ways to Sunday, though?
No, I get so many advertisements for donating money that they probably can't get on there.
Okay.
So, no, I don't get it. I turned it off.
Okay, buddy. You have been heard. We will take it under consideration.
Not going to happen.
All right. Janie in Parkville. Let me make sure I get the right one. Hi, Janie.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're doing really well. Thank you.
I have a funny from earlier this week. We had a conversation about a certain fast food store with the shake machine always being down. Friday nights for my kids' treat, go by some place that has golden arches, get a shake. Guess what? 5:30, the machine is not working. They're going to run it all night, cleaning itself. Imagine that.
Wow. Okay. Daniel in Kansas City. Daniel, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing?
We're doing well. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Well, I do have a grievance. But I called because it's just ironic that the game was won by the toe of Likely. I just thought that sounded kind of funny.
The game was won by what?
The game was won by what? The toe of Likely.
Oh, the toe of Likely.
The toe of Likely, yes.
I got you. All right. A lot of weird feedback coming through, Daniel. Thank you, man. 913-586-7798. Festivus Friday brought to you by Q39. All right, let's wrap it up. It's almost time to get this weekend started. Jacob in Lenexa. Jacob, good afternoon. Hello.
Let's start the weekend. I love it. I have a grievance with an inconsiderate Chiefs fan who decided to flex that big old truck muscle with spinning those tires and spreading gravel all over my newly washed new car, and kind of made me a little bit mad. But you know, sometimes Chiefs fans can be unruly. I love my Chiefs kingdom, but that was a little upsetting.
I hear you, Jacob. That's too bad, man. That stinks. Jackie in Blue Springs. Hello, Jackie.
Hi, I have a grievance with the SSA.
Social Security Administration?
Yes, my mom died back in June.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And I found out that because she was 64, she hadn't retired, that all that she would have put into Social Security since she was 15, employed since she was 15, doesn't go to any family, doesn't go anywhere.
It's a Ponzi scheme, Jackie.
Really, really sad. And that's my grievance. I'm learning a lot. Death is messy, but shouldn't be this messy.
Amen.
Jackie, well, thank you for the call, and I'm so sorry, but I'm glad that you brought it up. You are correct. If you pass before retirement age or full retirement age and you don't ever take that benefit, it is not passed on. It can be in some situations
like a surviving
spouse.
Maybe.
You know, you would have to talk to your tax people and stuff about that. But yeah, I think if, you know, especially if you're single and you pass, doesn't just get passed on to somebody.
I wonder how long I would have to live, or you would have to live, to recoup everything that we've put into Social Security.
Well, by 2035, it's projected to be 78 cents on the dollar. FYI.
Well, that's fine. I understand. But I mean, you know, God knows how many tens of thousands of dollars I've put into Social Security.
Right.
How long would I have to live to get at least get all of it back? And I would bet it you have to go into your 80s or 90s, well into your 80s or 90s.
Yeah.
To get all that money back that you pumped in there.
It's a scam.
I've said it from day one. If they would hand me a piece of paper and said, Scott, you don't have to pay Social Security anymore. Now, this would have had to have been,
yeah,
you know, when I was in my 20s.
No one would save then, and then the crisis that we're heading, yeah, you would, but then the crisis we're heading into would be even worse than it is now.
But that would be your decision.
Is it really?
You sign right here. You don't ever have to pay Social Security.
Right.
But when you turn 65, yeah, you're on your own.
Then we have everyone over the age of 75 homeless, and then it becomes everybody's issue.
Are we far from that right now?
Sean in Olathe, you get the very last grievance, I think. Go ahead.
Hey guys, I live in a pretty nice neighborhood. You know, I drive pretty nice cars that we like to keep clean. And every day I go to work, I work 3 days a week. I go down out of my subdivision and drive down the main road, and every single sprinkler is pointed at the road. And my car gets wet.
Yep.
And my parking lot is right off of 435. Which means now it's dusty, and it looks like I live in Arizona after a dust storm came through and then it rained.
It's a good grievance, Sean. Thank you for it, man. You were the last one. Do appreciate it. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevie III. Don't forget to go to the Pitch website and vote for Sam for Best Local Radio Personality. The voting continues through the month of September. I think it stops on September 25th. My good friend and co-host Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. And God willing, we're back on Monday at 2 o'clock. Have a great weekend. Be safe. Be good. And be good to one another. Have a great weekend.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.